Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system to help clients lose weight and improve most health problems for over 25 years. On today's show, I'm explaining how to lose weight with lymphatic system detoxification. There is real science that you have to understand if you want to have more control over your weight and health. You guessed it. It has to do with the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Then I learned of pH, which is the percent of potential of hydrogen in the body, which means are you acid or alkaline in your body. And I can tell you most people are overly acidic, and this is allowing cellular waste to build in their body and brain, because when we're acidic, it stops our lymphatic system from working. My book then detected acid-alkaline imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, they give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this mis-science of how we're filling with cellular waste, I developed body work called LymphPractic. It's fully closed, and it gets to the root cause of your health problem. It reduces inflammation in the body, and over a few weeks of activating your lymphatic system, we build your immune system, and we remove cellular waste, which, again, helps to reduce inflammation. A LymphPractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. And many people have anxiety, and it's due to cellular waste building in our brain. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. You know, I want to start off by telling you about my journey that I had to take to find science to lose weight and keep it off. You know, a few years, I was always very healthy, very active in the military. I ran marathons when I came out. I did a lot of biathlons. And a few years after I was married and life took hold and working so much, I put on weight. I hit 240 or 250 and spent years trying to lose this weight. I would yo-yo diet like many of you are doing. And, you know, I would try the newest fad diet, lose weight, and then gain it right back. And all that ended in 2006 when I published my book, An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how a compromised lymphatic system and a buildup of cellular waste is making us fat and creating most disease. After the book, we ate really healthy, me and my family, until the recession hit. And during that time, I still lost 40 pounds. So I kept my weight about 200 to 210 pounds, and I was able to keep it there for about 13 years. Again, it would go up a little bit when we ate differently, not as healthy, and then I was able to control it. But since, again, I was able to stay around 200 pounds, which is great, right? I kept that 40 pounds off. But since starting my virtual course where I teach people how to, you know, get the lymphatic system going using diet, basic supplements, and their own two hands in an 8-minute routine, I have lost an additional 20 pounds because each week in the course, in my Facebook group, a private Facebook group for the people in the course, I tell people what I'm doing for 3 to 4 days a week where I try and eat healthier. And they have an example and they follow that. Well, since I've been doing that, since I started following my own advice, I've lost an additional 20 pounds. And I was at 200 pounds for years. But now that I'm following my course, I'm being a little more having a little more commitment, I'm down over 180 pounds. So I can lose weight or gain weight at will because I know how to maintain my body's lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. If you've been having a hard time losing weight, you're not alone. Research has shown that inflammation plays a large role in why people can't lose weight, especially stubborn weight. And what is inflammation? Inflammation is the body's response to injury or invaders like bacteria or viruses. Inflammation is the release of chemicals from white blood cells and a buildup of cellular waste and fibrin. But to me, it is really just the accumulation of waste in the body that the lymphatic system is not able to pick up. Activating the lymphatic system helps to reduce the buildup of cellular waste and resulting inflammation. This is something we can all benefit from. Inflammation has been found to be the root cause of most disease. You hear that all the time. Now, most people don't have one health problem. You may be overweight and have heart disease. You may have high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, a gallbladder disease, osteoarthritis, insomnia, gout, depression, and breathing problems. I mean, a lot of people I see in my office for lymphatic have whole body pain besides a lot of their other things. And when I see whole body pain, meaning you just can't even bounce and touch into anything, you hit a wall or somebody touches you, you have pain. That's because your superficial lymphatic system is not flowing and your skin is filling with cellular waste and it's becoming inflamed. And that becomes sensitive. And in my office, I rock people very gently depending on their pain level, but when people have whole body pain, they'll tell me, oh, that's a little sensitive, and within a few minutes, I go back to rock that area again after I've opened up the lymphatic system for a few minutes, and they say, wow, that's so much less. It's not that painful. I said, that's because we've changed circulation through your tissues. When your lymphatic system is not flowing, you have stagnant fluid under your tissues. Remember, there's two lymphatic systems. There's a superficial right under your skin that's only dependent on breathing, and the other one is deeper in your organs, around your organs, in your muscles, in your brain, in your eyes, and that's mostly dependent on moving. So if you want to gain control over your weight and health, you must include the lymphatic system. We talked about that. It's so key. And two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. They took mice. They damaged a gene that made healthy lymph vessels in the leg, and the leg became fat, and they found leaky, ruptured lymph vessels. So that's not what's happening to us, because we'd be born fat if that's what's happening to us. But what is happening is many things are occurring that's damaging our lymphatic systems. Is it dehydration? Is it recurring viruses and bacteria that can overwhelm our lymphatic system? There are many things. Is it medications we're taking? So a recent study on a brain cell called an astrocyte found when the astrocyte is slightly acidic, it could no longer clean itself. They found this to be a root cause of Alzheimer's. This may be a root cause of why we can't lose weight, because your cells can't give up waste. Remember, we are a cellular being. So this is really this idea that our cells are becoming acidic and not able to clean is really most health problems. If you have sciatic pain, those muscles in that area have become acidic and they're not cleaning, they're becoming inflamed. If you have ovarian problems or prostate problems, if you're having foggy thinking, everything, even pain, has to do with this ability of the body to be able to clean itself. Research has even found that, and I found this last night when I was researching this, that MRSA bacteria damages lymphatic vessels. It damages the muscle cells that, when you stimulate the lymph vessels, help the lymph to move. So how many people have had numerous bacterial infections or viral infections in our life, and that can damage our lymphatic system? So we have to really get good at cleaning up. And to clean up, we really have to know about pH, which is the potential of hydrogen in a solution, but it's really about our inner body. What is our solution in our body? Is it acid, alkaline, or is it imbalanced? When we're acidic, our body constricts. It can't clean itself, and that's why so many people don't detox well. When your inner body, when you work to make your inner body more in balance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax and gives up waste, which forms fat. So you have a choice. Stay acidic and struggle to lose weight and starve yourself, or learn to balance your internal body and activate your lymphatic system with your own two hands to directly move waste out of your body. And there are dozens of diet programs, from paleo, we have the South Beach diet, you have Weight Watchers, there's dozens of them. But with every diet, you really have to check your pH. And we talked about pH. You really just use a pH test strip. But if you're acidic, then you're trying to lose weight. When you're more alkaline, you're going to lose weight much more easily. So no matter what diet program you want to follow, you have to understand if you're acidic or not. So when you learn to maintain your lymphatic system, you will lose weight, but most importantly, you will also lower your risk of disease and feel healthier and more alive. Before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system, to lose weight and help most health problems like pain, anxiety, depression, and digestive issues, and really most health problems, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphractic. Work I develop, it's fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system. It boosts your immune response, and it naturally helps to improve detoxification. And over a few weeks, we reduced inflammation, and your life changes. And you start to have more control, because I also talk to you and explain, you know, when you come in for your first Lymphractic session, you get a 3-minute course on the lymphatic system, and you'll understand it more than most people and probably medical practitioners in that short course. It'll change your life. So if you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching, and we use the phone or Skype. But when you understand this information, it really does change your life. And most importantly, when I coach people, a lot of times it's the same thing, because I believe most health problems are due to because you're acidic and it stops your lymphatic system and you're filling with cellular waste. And trust me, I wrote that in my book 13 years ago, and in the last few years, every disease has been linked to cellular waste, from type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, atherosclerosis, breast cancer, lung tumors, every neurological disease from MS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and ALS. And anxiety and insomnia. So we have to start thinking how every health problem is really due to the buildup of cellular waste. And that's what you'll learn in my course, but you're going to learn ways to handle these problems. So losing weight and improving your health, I can tell you, it takes personal responsibility. A client of mine asked me that yesterday, who's in my group. She says, John, how are you so committed? Number one, I'm doing it for the people in the group. And number two is because I have health problems. For 47 years, I'm 61 this year, and for 47 years of my life, I ignored my lymphatic system. I had IBS. I had many other health problems. I was losing my hair. I was overweight. And, I mean, my digestive issues were horrible. All those changed once I took care of my lymphatic system. And that's my goal, is to get people to understand how they can change their health just by managing one system in their body. And it's not about being perfect, because I'm not good at being perfect. But I have become good at cleaning up. And that's what I teach you in my course, how to clean up using basic diet, basic supplements, and an 8-minute routine that I've developed using your hands that you can actually maintain and clean your lymphatic system when you need to. So even though diet is important, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to lose weight, you have to incorporate some exercise into your health plan, into your lose weight program, because when we don't exercise, we're not helping to push waste out of our body. It doesn't have to be intense exercise, but it has to be moving your hands and arms a little bit, taking some deep breaths. It all depends on the stage of your health, where you're at now. You also have to look at what you're eating. Is it mostly your acid or mostly alkaline? I can tell you I was eating mostly acid foods, and that's why I had so many health problems and was gaining weight and was losing my hair. Now I like fruits and vegetables. I love to eat fruits and vegetables for about 3 or 4 days in a row, and that helps to improve detoxification. I feel lighter from the first day, and this is something that we all need to learn how to do. Now, in my office in Scottsdale, I'm going to put you through a few weeks of Lymphractic. It's a gentle detoxification. It don't make people sick, but it does improve your health. They do begin to lose weight, and they just feel better. But you have to take steps to help yourself. Are you hydrated? Are you taking supplements like magnesium, potassium, maybe a little baking soda? Are you taking Epsom salt baths that can put magnesium in your body? But most importantly, again, good posture, deep breathing. In my office, you know, I actually educate you on this and show you a lot of how to maintain your lymphatic system. So it's more than just taking care of your body with my hands. I'm going to educate you. So check out my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to maintain your lymphatic system, to take control of your health. On Thursday's show, I'll be explaining how to reduce swelling, and most people have swelling. If you have lipedema, lymphedema, heart disease, we need to learn how to reduce that with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. You have to take the steps to make it work. If I can help you understand how to change how you think and feel, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.